Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, as we first reported a couple weeks ago, there was a bit of a fight in Fairview Park about the holiday spirit, the coarsening of Christmas.
Wasn't enough holiday spirit.
In Fairview. The removal of the arches. For those that don't know, Fairview Park has a street called Seabury that has amazing, all-out, comprehensive lights, Christmas lights, holiday lights. Amazing displays, amazing exhibits. They even handed out hot cocoa the last 2 years that we had gone. And they had those amazing arches, Kenny, to where the arches would go over the driveway. They'd all be lit up fantastically. It'd be a beautiful scene. Really felt like a Hallmark Christmas card.
Mm-hmm.
And then some neighbors were protesting. And then some people in the political realm said, well, can't allow some of this to continue. It's becoming a distraction. We have, did they say some people exposed themselves going to the bathroom?
Yeah, they were used there, hitting the can in the bushes.
So there was a bunch of foot traffic.
Yeah.
And that annoyed some of the neighbors that maybe didn't have displays, you know, the Grinches.
Yeah.
But understandably, it could be annoying, and it went on for like 4 weeks every night. So obviously that got people fired up. Well, we went last night, took the kids, because we thought nice weather.
Yeah.
Now, you didn't have the element of snow, which maybe that's why some people stayed away, because there was basically nobody there.
Okay.
When the last 2 years that we went, it was jam-packed. I mean, everywhere you looked, it was hard to find parking. Yesterday, we just casually, you know, pulled on up, and it was still very nice. I would say a fraction of the displays. I think a lot of people took their ball and went home.
Oh.
There were no hot cocoa. None of it.
Well,
none of that.
Are they waiting for a certain week to serve the hot cocoa?
I don't know. And
was
maybe
it raining out yesterday over
maybe,
there?
Not when we went. It was actually perfect. Oh. But like the Star Wars house, which I'd seen 3 straight years, that was gone. So those people clearly said, we're done with this. And It had eroded drastically compared to what we've seen the last few years.
So they've officially killed the holiday season over there.
You just missed the date. I'm on the Community of Fairview Park page, of which I'm a member, you know.
Of course you are, yes.
Of course, that's right.
A vaunted member.
Right. I love being a member of our community in Fairview Park. Bill and Diane McVicker posted
the McVickers
that it is with a sad heart that we will need to post that we are not opening our elf tent as usual right now. They did say, though, I'm paraphrasing here some of it, and it was because of how things have went on Seabury, but it said December 20th through Christmas Eve, it'll be open. They'll have the cocoa then.
So, we might have to go back for the cocoa.
Re-rack it.
Yeah, we might have to go back for the cocoa.
You got to re-rack it. They got magic reindeer food. They got merry-go-round rides.
Magic reindeer food.
Yeah.
Well, so maybe you just went a little too early.
No, but the houses that were just dormant.
Yeah, but this was a thing black. That was like from Thanksgiving or Black Friday on. It was
on.
It was packed, right?
And obviously the news stories got out. All the affiliates covered this hotbed of controversy.
So who was the fun sucker who called up and complained first?
Yeah, what was the rationale, right?
It wasn't Bill and Diane McVicker.
I've never met Bill and Diane, but I'm sure they're wonderful people.
I remember some of the complaints were the parking situation. And I get it. If you lived on that street and didn't really participate, it'd probably be annoying.
See, my issue was the taxpayer. Because remember, we argued about this. And I had said that when you're talking about putting a cop and sitting them out there in someone's driveway with already stressed public services as you have there in the city of Fairview Park, as you would have with any city, that, it might cause a bit of a row. I need cops on the beat doing cop things. I don't need them sitting at the end of someone's driveway while you guys all walk down your thing. But this is not the response I wanted. I did not want the thing to be partially shut down.
And here's what I'm nervous about. In today's
ruins the season.
Yeah. In today's, obviously, we have these inflamed passions on everything, whether it's political, even our sports teams can tear us apart at times. We still have community. We need community. Yes. We need to go outside. We need to see people in our community.
That's a damn shame.
It can't just be an argument about something you saw on TV and politics every day. You need to be able to go out, wave to your neighbors, and, you know, even if it means maybe having a few too many drinks and, you know, using someone's bushes.
As
a bathroom. You still need to be able to do these things. It's what is firmly entrenched as a part of Americana. And as these things erode over time, you lose that community.
Those azaleas, they work just like the old troughs at Municipal Stadium. It's amazing. That's a shame. I feel bad.
Fill them with ice first.
You got to pour ice down there. That's the secret.
Oh, yeah.
I feel bad now. I feel partially responsible. I didn't like the use of public services to patrol this, and I didn't realize the situation I was getting in. You need to go back. If you guys remember, you will watch the holiday classic, It's a Wonderful Life. And if you do not remember, you shall remember this, is that when they're walking down the street, for whatever reason, in Bedford Falls, New York, there is just a cavalcade of people walking down a neighborhood street, unlike you've never seen in any neighborhood at any time of year, in any time in anybody's life. That's what you need. This is a situation where Mr. Potter wins. This is
you
a realistic thing where
Potter
Mr. Potter
win.
Wins. He's an old man, and most people hate him, but he doesn't care, and you need to be that. We need to go back on this. If you're out in Fairview Park, please, you know what?
Reconsider.
Contact them in the public and make a reconsider. Clean up. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.